The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I want to go now to Tony Cavan, Regional Executive Officer for HSC Northwest West Northwest Division. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
A few basic questions. What's out there? What are you seeing in your EDs and your admissions? What kind of infections? What kind of trauma?
Well, at the moment, all of our hospitals are extremely busy. We have significant numbers of patients awaiting admission on trolleys right now. The impact of flu remains quite significant within all of our hospitals. Yesterday, we had about 750 hospitalised cases with flu across the country. It's particularly prevalent here in the West and in the Northwest for sure. And I guess what we're preparing for is with the cold weather that we've had, that inevitably, unfortunately, we will have an influx of slips, trips and falls over the coming days as well. So that's what we're preparing for and what we're managing currently.
What's the story with COVID?
COVID is still present and prevalent within our hospitals, but it's not as significant in terms of its impact on beds across the hospital. And what that means is that even though it's present, it's not impacting on the availability of beds for patients. And it's not really adding to the trolley problem. Really, it's the flu that's most influential there.
Looking across your region, can you tell us which hospitals are under most pressure?
Oh, well, so I look after the West and the Northwest, and without doubt, Sligo has been under sustained pressure now for the last week or so. Galway in the last couple of days, over the weekend and in the last couple of days, has emerged as well as being under very, very significant pressure. Mayo was actually under very significant pressure in the days before Christmas and over that Christmas week period, but it's starting to show signs of recovery from that now. So that's our picture. And it can change. Of course, it will change over the coming week.
Now, are there restrictions for visitors to hospitals at the moment?
Generally speaking, there are, and there are slightly different circumstances at play depending on which hospital you're talking about. So even within my own region, for example, Roscommon is a relatively small hospital and has had a very significant impact with the flu over the last couple of days. So we've imposed visiting restrictions there, and we're allowing visiting only on compassionate grounds and when arrangements are made in advance. And in Sligo, for example, we're managing outbreaks on four wards, so we have visiting restrictions in those wards, and we have general visiting restrictions in place across the rest of the hospital as well. And similarly in Galway as well, we are managing outbreaks in a couple of locations, which would mean that it won't be possible for people to visit in the way that they normally would. And we are asking people to be careful about coming to visit. Particularly, we are saying to people, if you have any symptoms, if you're unwell, please stay at home. Don't come anywhere near any of our hospitals or indeed anywhere near any of our healthcare facilities.
Now, what are the protocols that you put in place in regard to masking?
Last week across the West and the Northwest, we implemented a general arrangement in all of our emergency departments and in the minor injuries unit in Roscommon for the use of masks by both staff, visitors and patients. People will see now as they walk in the front doors of their hospitals, they will see that masks are widely available and people are being encouraged to use them. And we would ask that visitors particularly, but also members of the public using our services, that they would, that they would follow the instructions and the requests of staff in using masks or other measures that need to be put in place.
Now, we know that COVID was spread primarily as a respiratory condition, people coughing, sneezing, breathing on each other, transmitting COVID. But of course, other infections may be transmitted by hand. Are we still seeing the use of sanitizers? Often you go into a place, be it a shop or a hospital even, and it's empty.
Yeah, I think what people will find in our own hospitals, and I spent yesterday in Mayo, and the day before that I was in another part of the region as well. So what people will find is when they enter healthcare facilities that the availability of hand gels they're very available and they're very visible as well at the front doors, and people are strongly encouraged to use them and to follow the instructions that they're given on each site. It is really important that people would do that and to work with us to try and manage the spread of the flu and COVID and other respiratory illnesses.
In terms of surgical procedures, obviously emergency surgeries have to go ahead because that's what they are, emergencies. What about elective procedures? Are any of those continuing at the moment?
So we took a general decision across the West and the Northwest to not book significant numbers of elective procedures for the weeks, the Christmas week and the 2 weeks after that up to the middle of January. However, within that, as you correctly pointed out, Pat, of course, it may be described as an elective procedure, but it could be time sensitive. It could be a person with cancer. It could be another procedure that is required to be done in that time frame, and those are going ahead. But outside of that, we've also had to add additional cancellations as well, particularly in Galway and in Sligo, where we're using our surgical day ward for patients that would otherwise have been awaiting admission on a trolley. And in those cases, we are also adding to those cancellations. So our hope is that we'll be able to reschedule those operations again before the end of January and to get people back in as quickly as possible.
Now, people will want to find out whether or not what they had planned for is going ahead. Is there any easy way of checking whether or not you should move to the hospital?
Well, I would absolutely strongly recommend anybody who's wondering about any aspect of the health service, whether it's their availability of their GP or their pharmacy or the vaccination or just good advice on healthcare, to go to hse.ie. There's a lot of information there, and particularly we're updating the information around services that are deferred or cancelled in particular locations. And there are services around the country that have been impacted by the weather, and that information is available on hse.ie. And then in addition to that, I would encourage that where people have the ability to contact the department, so it could be regular hospital users like dialysis patients and so on, that they contact the hospital before they travel to see if their appointment is still going ahead.
Mm. Now, you have some general advice for people, and highest on the list is, if you can, just stay at home. Don't go out.
It's advice to all of us, and not just in the healthcare setting, but in the context of the current weather that we're experiencing across the country. The advice is that we don't go out unless we absolutely have to, and I think that's really, really good. I mentioned at the top of our discussion about the expectation that we will be dealing with slips, trips and falls and the outcomes from those in the coming days. Well, we can work together to minimise that by being sensible and not going out unless it's absolutely necessary. And also for older people to stay well over the coming days by, ensuring that you eat well and that you stay warm and that you stay in contact with family and with friends and neighbours and so on. I think that's really, really important as well. And equally that we also do the same, that we stay in touch with each other and particularly with vulnerable neighbours and so on, that we keep that contact up.
And Tony, do you know if any record is kept of those who are diagnosed with flu, for example, and whether or not they got the vaccine? Because we know that if you do catch flu when you've had the vaccine, it tends to be less severe if you catch it at all. And Brian says on my text screen, I wonder how many of those with severe flu in hospitals neglected to get the flu jab, because a lot of this could be avoided. Do we have that kind of information?
I'm not sure that we do, but I suppose what I would say for sure is that that the level of uptake of the vaccine this year is not where we would have wanted it to be, and that that's contributing to the difficulties that we have right now for sure. So the uptake of the vaccine just wasn't at the levels that we would have wanted it, either amongst the general population or indeed amongst healthcare workers as well. So we do need to understand that and try and do better on that front for sure. And also what I would say on that front is that it's not too late. People can still get the vaccine, and they should go and get, if they're in the eligible cohorts, they should go and get the vaccine right now. But I guess the answer to your question is I'm not sure that we actually do that correlation between vaccination versus
Because people who get the flu vaccine free of charge, and there are many people who qualify for that, that information would be related to their PPS number, I presume, and therefore that could be gathered.
Yeah, I think at a population level, though, it's really important that we do analyse at the end of each season, the effectiveness of the vaccination programme, both in terms of the uptake and indeed the effectiveness of the jab itself. It's not the only measure that we implement to try and control the spread of flu. All of the other measures that we discussed earlier on, like the good infection prevention control in healthcare settings and so on, they're also really important. And the simple measure, like the one that we said at the start, if you're sick, stay at home and don't be going out and so on.
And Tony, a final point from one of my texters. A question, was the flu budget cut this year? And if so, why?
No, the flu budget wasn't cut this year, so that we had a very extensive vaccination program across the whole country. It involved multiple healthcare settings, all of the hospitals, all of the community-based services. It involved GPs and pharmacists, and it was a very elaborate program of vaccination. So, no, there was no curtailment in any sense of the program for vaccination.
All right, Tony, thank you very much for all of that. Tony Canavan is Regional Executive Officer for HSE West Northwest. Now it's time for this.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.